So you are joined this morning by Dr. David Klatsos. He's a renowned forensic scientist, and he has a very disturbing revelation. He says because of lapses in certain service agreements, SAPS is having to do without services like fingerprinting, ballistics, and their exhibit management systems. Now, having said that, we asked Vish Naidu to join us. He says, there are currently no issues or problems in those environments you speak of. Therefore, I will not be granting any interviews, trusting you find this in order. Dr. David Klatsos, good morning.
Well, I think the first thing we can say to Mr. Naidu is that we don't find it in order. He's obliged to come and answer the question.
Well, they very seldom do. So,
well, that tells you its own story.
Yep, no, true.
The second thing that one needs to say is that reliable evidence that I have indicates to me that not only is the AFIS system, that's the automatic fingerprint identification system, down and not functioning, but the bullet identification system has not been functioning for months. And one is then needing to ask Mr. Naidu in his wonderful dream world that he seems to occupy why it is that the police told Osterron to keep the bullet that was taken out of Mr. Drotsky during the shooting incident because the police could not guarantee it, that it would be kept in a safe way. And their evidence management system on the same set of computer data, these things all run on very similar things. These are not functioning. And again, I have good evidence to say this. I wouldn't say this unless I had good evidence for it. One has come to the point where you can only really believe something when it's been officially denied by an official.
Okay, now I just want to go back. You say reliable evidence in the form of someone who works in this space. Just give us a little bit more insight without revealing exactly what your evidence is, David.
I have people who've come to me from the belly of the beast who have told me this.
Okay. So,
and yep. Again, because of the vindictive nature of the police force in wishing to punish such people who are whistleblowers, I'm not going to reveal names.
Okay. So you're saying those systems are down, and then
down.
I think the obvious question is, and I think we all know what the answer is, but I think we need a little bit more detail in that answer. Why should we care?
Well, you should care because it means that if the fingerprint system is down, almost every single criminal case relies on fingerprints in one form or another. Firearms licenses, registration of security guards, tracking down of people who are potential car thieves or people who've hijacked your car leaving fingerprints. All of these things require fingerprints. Doing an SAP 69, which is to find out whether you've got previous convictions for sentencing, all require fingerprints. All of these things require fingerprints. And we have a situation where the former head of the forensics and several of his assistants are on long-term leave, full pay, by the way, I might add, because of allegations of corruption, whereas none of these contracts are being signed. There is such a mess in the corruption area of this country involving people who are looting or alleged to be looting the public coffers, that nothing is functioning anymore. And it is deeply, deeply disturbing. Yeah. And for Mr. Naidu to come with this cavalier approach is ridiculous. Somebody needs to put him in front of a camera and grill him.
Well, we'll still keep obviously trying to get him on, but there's nothing much you can do, save for grabbing him by the scruff of the neck and pulling him into a studio.
No,
no, that's not going to happen. But, I mean, this is the same Mr. Naidu said after the events at the Global Citizen concert. He also said that they only had one incident on record.
Yeah, well, there you are. You see, Mr. Naidu seems to have a different take on reality to the world.
Well, it's something we'll be looking into. Have you spoken to SAPS at all? I mean, other than the whistleblowers, have you gone any higher?
No,
have you spoken to anybody, any generals?
No, I've not gone any higher, but I have no doubt as to my sources.
Okay. Well, it's something we're going to continue following up on, and, I mean, if one just looks at the systems that are down.
Incidentally, I'm dealing with a case, as we speak at the moment, of a police officer at the Claremont police station who took a false affidavit and gave false evidence to him in order to exonerate and to avoid arresting a burglar who was caught in red-handed.
Yep.
Now that should worry you, Kina.
Of course. Yeah. Well, listen, I think the other option for us is to go to General Sally De Beer. And General Sally De Beer, of course, we've probably got a better relationship with her than we do with Vishnaidu. So the team is contacting Sally De Beer at the moment to either confirm.
Well, I would be interested to talk to Sally De Beer.
Absolutely. But, David, thanks for bringing that to our attention. Those systems seem to be down based on the information that Dr. David Klatso has. If you work in the police service and you want to call in anonymously and you want to either confirm or deny that, you certainly can this morning on 021-446-0567 or on 072-567-1567. And if we have any further updates on that, because it could affect you directly, then I certainly will give you that particular update.